So, Diane Miller, the Silver Daggers, Heavy as the Head, the D-Mills and the Thrills. Who am I missing?
My new Chick Bunk Crack Band, which we're going in between Panda Bandit, Country Coop, Bulldog, but Hot Wheel. I don't know. We're still coming up with a name, but we officially have a show booked. So the one you're missing. Yep.
When's that?
September 14th. We're opening for a band called La Luz.
La Luz.
Yeah.
And I bet that's at the aquarium.
Yes, it sure is.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Tom, how you doing, man?
Good, very good.
I really apologize about missing your buddy over there the other day, getting that interview with
Tim Sparks,
yeah.
Yeah, no, we had a really good time, a really good turnout. Me and Diane opened, and then me and Tim played some songs together. Tim did solo, and, you know, he's just a virtuoso. And then Diane came up and sang an old jazz standard while me and Tim backed her up, and it was a really, really fun time.
I bet it was a guess.
Yeah,
Yeah. What are you doing now? You obviously with the Daggers as well, but you've got Johnson Family Band is doing a few things too, right?
We've been playing a little bit on and off, though. This coming up, Roots on the Red, probably will be one of our last gigs in a while because our guitarist who was in Sioux Falls took a job out in Montana, so we're flying him in for the gig. And
really
we were all in the North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota area, so we were playing some gigs, you know, if we the money was right or if we wanted to do it. And I play with D-Mills and the Thrills as well. I have a gypsy jazz group called the Carlos de Crumpleby Orchestra, which about a month back, Prairie Public Musicians aired a half-hour special on us, which you can check out on YouTube. And hopefully, I think they keep playing it, and so you can check us out, hopefully, on television.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I saw that. I mean, I didn't see the full show, but... That was something that's kind of a little different for you, wasn't it?
Actually, no. I mean, that's kind of the music I love to play the most.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm kind of first and foremost a jazz musician, but I just don't play it as much because there's not much opportunity. But when I kind of decided to go in this certain kind of more of gypsy style, it really took off. I mean, we've only been playing for a year. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of really good gigs, and it's kind of one of the first jazz projects where I just haven't been background music. You know, I play out in bars and stuff like that with that, and it's, PBS, or Prairie Public, asked us to do a concert for them, which was really nice, so, and that got our name out a lot, but we were just in the August edition of Fargo Monthly magazine, Yeah, it's been really fun. So, but yeah, a lot of people don't know that about me, that I'm more kind of first and foremost a jazz guy.
That's pretty cool. I liked it. Yeah. You guys, though, I think are probably one of the busiest people in music in Fargo-Moorhead. I mean, that's got to make you feel absolutely overjoyed, doesn't it, Diana? It just proves to you how good you guys are.
I suppose. It can always depend, I guess. Right now is a very busy time for us and with events and...
Overwhelmed sometimes can be, you can be overjoyed, overwhelmed.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's other musicians that I don't know if we can claim the title of or anything, but
Pat Laernitz certainly is, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be close because I've seen your name pop up on my Facebook page, all these different events that are being scheduled all these invites I'm getting to all these different places. So,
we're super active on Facebook because it's so darn effective. It helps, it really helps promote shows. So, we do try to be pretty active on Facebook with social media about shows. So
now in your shows, whether it be the Daggers or it's pretty much, I shouldn't say pretty much, but it's, there is a good section of original material, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We try to do mostly all originals unless we're playing for some special event where there's dancing involved. Then we have to throw a bunch of covers because people usually don't dance to our original music, which is fine. You can dance to some, but,
have to learn how to play the chicken dance and the hokey pokey. Is that what you call it?
Well, yeah, the Beatles, Elvis. The chicken
dance. Johnson Family Band did the chicken dance
really?
For weddings. Yeah, yeah. Haley would play it on fiddle, and we'd do the chicken dance for weddings back in the day. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. We're at 12 minutes past the hour. Do you want to start out a song here for us and do a little something?
Yeah, sure. This is an original song I wrote, and it's called It's a song called On My Own.
On My Own. Here we go. This is Diane Miller and Tom Johnson, and this is Nighttime Live right here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Diane Miller and Tom Johnson here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Your voice gets better every time I hear you. I swear. Do you do much like vocal exercising during the day or anything? Or
I think just practicing every week and with a band, and then also singing in the car. Also,
you do that too.
Oh my God, I sing like crazy in the car.
I get so embarrassed. Somebody pulls up beside me and I'm singing along with something and. Oops, you know, excuse me. No, it's not what you think, but it's okay with you, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I love to sing in the car or just anywhere. Yeah. I mean, I will sit down if I really have to sit down and learn in voices and whatever. I definitely will vocalize my voice, whatever you want to call it, as much as I can. But yeah, it always helps like having shows all the time and then singing different styles of music.
Never in the shower though, right?
No, then water gets in your mouth.
I gotta ask Tom a question too, because he played, that's the dobro you're playing.
Yeah, it was
that
playing,
last
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
But I've seen you and guys in concert where you've played it, where you've actually had to stand up. It's strapped around your neck, obviously.
Yeah.
Here it's in your lap.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like maybe that was a little easier to do it that way, huh?
Yeah, there's a little more kind of comfort to that sitting down. It can be tough. I mean, especially if you're trying to sing and play. It's also kind of a hard instrument because I always get really self-conscious because, you know, you're always kind of looking down, you know, and I'm not like addressing the crowd. So when I want to like move around playing it, I kind of have to stop playing. And so you're forced to almost kind of be a little bit in your own world when you're playing it. So sitting down is preferable. But you know, I wouldn't want to sit down for a show. Depending on what kind of show it is. I mean, sometimes I'd sit down. But
because, I mean, if you had a steel pedal guitar, you obviously sit down all the time.
Yeah, I do.
And
I,
that's basically what you're doing, only with a regular guitar.
I do actually have a pedal steel. And I play it. I recorded on our album a few tracks with pedal steel. But I don't bring it out as much just because it's... I'm bringing usually an electric guitar, an acoustic guitar, a dobro, amps for each pedals that, you know, bringing a pedal steel just is until I get enough money to pay someone to carry my stuff, I'll just probably leave it home. Though I do enjoy playing it very much.
Have to haul all our stuff up to our third floor apartment, and there's no elevator.
Yeah,
I know your dad.
Yeah,
Mark would do it for free. Yesterday morning. KFGO, this is Nighttime Live. Bob Harris with Scott Sorum and our special musical guest tonight, Diane Miller and Tom Johnson. Welcome them both back to the show. And they have got a ton of stuff here that is coming up, some concerts coming up. Let's just touch on this first one, and we'll just kind of take them one by one. I don't want to overwhelm everybody here, but but you've got a show coming up on Thursday night, and it is with one of the anchors over at the TV11.
Sure is. Yep. With Stephanie Getz. This will be her first full show. I mean, she sang in a few events, like she sang a few songs with us, like four songs, but she hasn't headlined kind of her own dealio. So she's going to do a full set with us backing her.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to do our own set.
And this is at where?
This will be at the Hodo.
At the Hodo.
Yep.
And because I think I heard her, didn't she do a song at Celebration?
Yep. Celebration yeah. Women, their music.
So... She can make it a career? Should TV11 be looking for a new anchor woman? What do you think?
I think so. No. She just loves to sing, and she's great at it. I think she's a great singer. And so, yeah, she just like contact or we've been in touch. We talked about it. And she mentioned she's always wanted to sing, and that she loves singing. And so we invited her to sing with us. And then we just kept pursuing it, or she wanted to do it more, and we talked about doing a show at the Hodo, and here we are.
Okay. Because she was doing it with a piano there, but I mean that doesn't make much difference. Doesn't really make difference what kind of music is accompanying you, right?
Well, I think in a bar it definitely helps to have drums and bass and uh-huh. guitar. So if she's going to have a full band, which is pretty much Silver Daggers plus Mike Jenkins, who plays with the Deb Jenkins band, who's
sure
Deb's husband.
So. He plays with
Pat's band as well,
yep.
Pat Leonard's.
Yeah.
Oh yes. He just got off a gig too this past weekend. He was over at he was in Barnesville.
He's everywhere.
He was Barnesville Friday.
Oh, yeah, the
night.
Potato Days. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
He's a great guy.
He's a super great guy. Yeah.
Well, we've got more stuff coming up here, and so that one's again is Thursday with Stephanie Getz. That's going to be at the Hodo, and tickets in advance or just come on in.
Nope. Just come on in. It's free.
Great. Come on in. It's going to be free.
Yep.
Sit down and have yourself a good time. We'll talk about the Side Street Show in just a couple of minutes, but I think we should do another song.
Okay.
What do you think? Because they gave me this little deal here, too, and I don't know if this is going to work or not, but I got a camera, and we'll take a little video and see what happens. It may work, it may not, folks. I don't know. It's got so many buttons. But we'll try it. What song you want to sing, guys?
This is a song called Tear Down the Wall.
Tear Down the Wall, Diane and Tom here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Backward and forward, inside and out, I will not stand here, so I just much short. Over and under, slipping and fall, I will not stand here, tear down the wall. When I go to sleep, is it just moaning? I'm sick of wasting love. Backward and forward, inside and out, I will not stand here, so I just not short. Over and under, slipping and fall, I will not stand here, tear down the wall. Say that I'm walking hard to make pay. Can you not make me feel sorry? I'm sick of wasting time. Backward and forward, inside and out, I will not stand here, so I just might shout. Over and under, slipping and fall, I will not stand here, tear down the wall.
Okay, let's do that again, okay? I need to redo this. No, I'm just kidding. The video was, this could be interesting. I'll play it back for you later and see what happens, okay? See what you think.
All right.
All right. I took a little video, folks, so I'll keep your fingers crossed, see if it turns out. This is Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Great song, you guys.
Thank you.
So when you write something like that, what's the process?
Well, usually I just do guitar and singing together. I come up with a certain idea. If I like a certain idea, I try to find something that rings and resonates. And if it stays with me, that's when I know I can keep it. Or if it stays stuck in my head, a melodic idea, then I'll just keep running with it. And I'll usually try to find a lyrical idea and kind of build off of that. If I like a certain idea, and then I kind of keep going with it.
Do you write this stuff down then? I mean, when you think of it, do you write it down or record it first and come back to it?
Yes. I usually try to write down the lyrics always. Uh-huh. Sometimes if I'm writing a song and like, I know I have to do something next and then I can't keep going with it, I'll take my iPhone and it has like a recording device on it and it works brilliantly.
Aren't those things wonderful?
Oh my gosh, it's incredible. It's so easy. You just pull it up on your phone, a little app for it, and you just push record and it plays back great. Yeah, so that's what I use a lot.
How about you, Tom? Do you do that kind of stuff too when you're fiddling around?
I mean, I don't write like as many songs and like with words and lyrics. I did a little bit back with the Johnson Family Band, but it's just never been my kind of forte. You know, I do more music. You know, help people writing, you know, ideas, and then writing instrument, like with Carlos or Crumpleby, you know, write instrumental jazz music, and that, you know, is can be just such a varied process of sometimes ideas. I mean, just as well as writing songs, you know, ideas can just come and they just, you finish a song immediately and you're like, how did that happen? And then other times, you know, like, yeah, your phone or your computer, you put down an idea and then you have just idea after idea. And then one day, you know, and it might be months later, you'd be like, wait a minute, that idea would probably work good with that idea. And then you kind of cut and paste and finish songs. I mean, some songs can take a long time. Some songs take one sit down, and you know, and it's pretty incredible.
I envy people who can do that. I don't think I ever could do that. Seriously, even if I knew, even if I could sing the scales, I mean, I can sing the scales, but I mean, if you sang two different notes for me right now, I couldn't tell you which one is higher or lower. That's what my problem is. So it would be very difficult for me. Well, listen, we're going to talk in just a couple of moments here. You're also going to be in over at the Side Street Saturday. You're going to be on Roots on the Red. You're going to be over outside at the Empire. So these kids are all over the place. So we'll be back with more here on Nighttime Live. Diane Miller, Tom Johnson, here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. That's our guest for next hour. You're listening to the Chaos in Question. No, just kidding. this is the Mighty 790 KFGO. Bob Harris here, Scott Sorum. And tonight, our featured guests, of course, Diane Miller and Tom Johnson. All right, before we go anywhere else, let's go to September the 4th. D-Mill and the Thrills are out and about.
D-Mills and the Thrills, where it's going to be the same night as Cruising Broadway. So if you're cruising Broadway and you like old-timey cars, head up to the outside the Empire. We'll be playing outside by the train tracks.
I'm sorry. What was it? What kind of cars again?
Old-timey cars?
Yeah, old-timey cars?
No, yeah. More like hot rod. Like old, yeah, not old-timey cars.
There's old-timey cars.
I'm sorry. Scott, have you ever heard the term old-timey cars happen before?
I have actually heard.
Oh, you have?
That phrase.
That's
yes.
A new one for me.
Maybe
I'm getting
for like
so old.
A Ford F-150 or, I mean, not an F-150,
well,
but like a Ford.
I've always heard it as old-time cars.
Old-time, yeah.
I've never heard timey before.
Well, old-timey, maybe because I'm like a music person, and that's kind of like referred to like old bluegrass, so you say old-timey music.
Old-timey. Yeah.
And I know nothing about cars, and so, I mean, it could, probably, no one else probably says old-timey.
So that is, and that's going to be outside.
That will be outside. Yep. It'll be a lot of fun.
That should be a gas. And they've got, you know, that's not really a bad place outside in that area to do music.
No, every time I've played, done that, there's always been a nice turnout and you can get music or they serve good booze outside. I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, it's just this nice concrete area to socialize. You can get, you know, you don't have to get right up in the face of us, so you can go back and socialize and come up in front.
I hear much good promo material out of this interview, don't you?
I knew exactly where you were going with that. Sorry, I knew exactly.
Thanks, Scott. Yeah.
The nice thing, though, like with this one, is like sometimes we've played there, the Johnson family's played there, like in July, and you start at 7 o'clock. And I remember once playing there when it was like 110 degrees, one of those days out.
Ish.
And it was Johnson Family Band, and there was no, you know, like when you start there was no cover, you know, nothing. And I think we broke about 20 strings that night. Like every song, at least someone broke a string.
Heat does that to strings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, changing of heat, humidity really affects instruments.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that as far as the strings were concerned. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That can really affect it.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So for this, it's cold. If it's anything like today, it's freezing. Hopefully it's not as cold, but yeah, at least maybe bring a sweater just in case.
Well, you guys are always welcome here, and you do some of some super great stuff. Let's do another song here. We've got about 19 minutes before the hour. What would you like to do next?
Well, this is this was actually a song I was going to write for my new rock band, which called, I don't know what it's called yet, the Panda Bandits or Country Coop.
That's the one that's got the gig in a couple of...
Yeah. Okay. And then because we hadn't played any shows, I ended up bringing it into the Silver Daggers. So, and then Tom ended up doing some pretty cool stuff over it. So we're like, let's keep it.
All right, let's do it. What's it called? Right.
It's called Just Do.
Just Do. Here we go.
Don't say aloud. I keep my mind closed to shut my weary mouth. Don't mean to hurt nobody. I've got all my problems, and so I'm doomed to try what I'm scared of doing. Your mistakes, your wild adversities, go on and share them. And if you don't see me, and if I follow, go on your journey too. Don't bother feeling scared, know what you're going through. Don't try, just do. No, don't try. Just do.
Diane Miller and Tom Johnson here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Another message coming in saying, sounds great, kids.
Well, thank you to whoever said that.
I'm more happy about the kids part for me, personally.
This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. We have to talk about Roots on the Red because this is going to be such a huge, huge show coming up over at Bluestem. You guys are going to be part of it. Who were the top bills? It was Steve Earle, right?
Ryan Bingham. Steve yeah. Canyon Rangers. Joe Pug. William Elliott Whitmore.
Sean Colvin.
Yeah.
Jeremy Messersmith.
Yeah.
From Minneapolis. Head for the Hills. Cornmeal.
Great band. Yeah.
Cornmeal.
Yeah, Cornmeal.
Yeah, the band out of Chicago, bluegrass band.
Incredible.
Really?
Virtuosos. Yeah.
Cornmeal. I got to write that down, make sure I take a listen.
Yeah, they're like jam grass to the extreme. They really, really jam out. But
yeah,
like, as far as musicianship, they're very, very talented.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the, there's a young guy by the name of, last name is Davis. Forgot his first name now.
Davis.
Davis. Do you remember what it was, Scott? But it was Ozzie Davis's kid.
Guy Davis?
Guy Davis.
There you go.
Guy Davis, son of the great actor Ozzie Davis.
Okay.
And he looks like he could be a lot of fun, very entertaining as well. So yeah. Mm-hmm. How does one get in on that type of thing? Do you have to, you know, go to Jade and say, hey, I'll be part of this? Or are you invited? Or how did you get a part of the show?
It helps that we've built a relationship with Jade already.
I've been close with Jade for years. Dating back, I mean, you know, he was probably one of the town's biggest Johnson Family Band supporters and gave us a lot of opportunities. And a few years back, he had a winter version of this called the Old Man Winter Festival, which was kind of an idea that I brought to him, and he made it possible. And since, I mean, he's always just been super kind to me and to Diane, and we absolutely love Jade, and he always includes us in things like this, and you know, he emailed me, you know, also asking for suggestions of different groups and stuff like that. Always wants, especially when it comes to roots music, to know my input on what's going on out there and stuff like that.
There's
going
to be three stages, the main one, obviously, and I think we were talking earlier, probably one of the gazebo out there, a huge gazebo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there'll be another one that we'll have to figure out later.
Yeah.
But there will be a third one. It's 2 days. And if you go to rootsonthered.com, there are various packages. You can get tickets for Saturday or Sunday alone, get a tech, for both days. You got the general admission and and the super general admission. I'm not sure what the hell, but there's different categories as well.
Yeah.
So you can go in there and check that out. So you guys, what time of the day are you going to be playing?
Well, Silver Daggers are start at, I think, 1?
Yeah, 12:30 or 1.
Oh, wait
like
a minute.
That.
You guys were playing against each other, right?
No, we're at back-to-back.
We're just back-to-back.
Oh, back-to-back. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. One of the other Johnson Family Band members, his band Boots, was playing against, he was double booked, but we got that fixed. It's a couple of instances where I had to email Jade and be like, hey, this Minneapolis band, they have same members. You can't have them playing at the same time. It's going to be so much fun. And
I'd like to mention that Haley Rydell is also going to be singing, and we're going to probably do some of her songs as well.
Yeah.
We like to team up with her as much as we can because we absolutely love playing with her. She's really fantastic.
And you just did a show with her not too long ago, right?
Yeah,
at the aquarium.
Yeah. And it was a huge success. So much fun.
That's when I tried to get you on, but you said you were just too busy for me.
I think you had a show that night when I called and asked you. That's right.
So.
Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love.
Back we are in a Monday night here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. By the way, the Twins will be playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night at 6:40. And then Friday night at 5:35 or 5:40, I forget. But they're out in Baltimore on Friday. So that's what our sports schedule comes. And then the week after that, I'm not here. Okay. Let's get back to more with Diane Miller and Tom Johnson here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. They are going to be appearing pretty much everywhere every day for the next couple of months. But can we talk just about downtown in itself? It seems to me that there are more and more places opening up. I've seen, one of my favorite places, karaoke place, kind of shut down. Karaoke in some places is down to like one night a week in certain places, and more live bands are being brought in. It looks like you guys have really scored in general, the whole live music scene, it's kind of scored yourself a little coup here in town now.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think it just has a lot to do with downtown as a whole really thriving. It's just kind of keeps getting hipper and hipper and cooler as we speak. And with that, you're going to get more demand for live music. And and we definitely have seen an increase of demand for that.
Did you meet that LA Nick guy when he was here?
I wasn't too pleased with like what he said about Fargo being all rock and roll and Minneapolis being all rap. And then he was like, it sucks. And I was like, when I saw that, I'm like, really? I was really turned off by that. And then I like made this thing on Twitter, or this post on Twitter. And then Christopher Gabriel automatically was like, oh, he's really nice, blah, blah, blah. And then I felt mean for saying that. And I
well.
Took it down. But yeah, I don't know anything about this guy. But all I knew is that he's this promoter. And I read what John Lamb wrote. And I just saw that quote. And I'm are you serious? You're a little misinformed.
Say, before I let you guys go, I do want to, even though we write for different papers.
Right.
the High Plains is celebrating a birthday.
Absolutely. We are.
And I want you to be able to tell the folks what's going to be happening in the near future. You got to, was it number 20, right?
Yep. It's our 20th birthday party. So we have on September 11th, we're having a signature karaoke ball at the Plains Art Museum, which should be fun. So if you like to sing and want to get down, please come to that. It's free, no cover, but it's 21 plus. And then we're having a block party on September 13th, which is the Saturday. And then D-Mills and the Thrills will be headlining that. And then there's this other band who are freaking awesome. And they're called Wild Hands, and they're from Minot. And then we got that, and that's going to be at the block party, which is in front of the High Plains Reader Building. And then is the after party is at the aquarium, and it, me and this group called Ofa Show.
They've been on the show.
Yeah, they're fantastic. We've done two albums by Rage Against the Machine. We've done the first two albums, and now we're completing the trilogy. We're doing the third album, and we're doing it every song. We're going to do 1 through 12, or from Guerrilla Radio to... Maria to Testify. We're doing every single song. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I definitely can do Zach De La Roca really, really, really well. So please come to that. We're doing Rage Against the Machine. That'll be our after party, and that's 21 plus $7.
Where's the best place on the internet to find out about you guys?
Facebook.
Your upcoming dates.
Absolutely Facebook, yep.
Facebook, Diane Miller, Tom Johnson, both.
There's a Diane Miller and the Silver Daggers. There's a D Mills and the Thrills. There's a Johnson Family Band page. There's a Carlos or Crumpleby page. I've thought about just doing like a Tom Johnson music website, just creating one, because people ask me all the time and I have to direct them to like five different pages to find out where I'm playing.
A Tom and Diane page. Let's put it just like that, huh? Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got about 4 minutes to go. I want to make sure we get one more tune in here. What would you like to do for us?
Okay, this is a love song. It's called No Reason to Claim.
Here we go. Tom and Diane here on KFGO.
When I feel so lovely and dashing each day, I'll tell you I love you, I need you to stay. I don't take it for granted, it's all in my heart, coming from somewhere excluding the start. So when I come over and sleep like I'm dead, don't wake me, my things are all dreams in my head. So next time I'm anxious, I'll have an excuse. I'm only defeated through my self-abuse. But the more that I love you, my heart stays obtuse. So take me, I'm granted, there is no excuse. Smiling, no reason to claim. It's easy to use you as someone to blame. And the more that I live on, I'll keep it that way. I told you I love you, what is more to say? I told you I love you, what is more to say?
Tom Johnson and Diane Miller here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. One more question I was going to ask you. Are we going to have any more balcony songs in the near future?
We haven't done one. The guy who shot our video is not here anymore. Who did those videos? We got to do something, though. I mean, all the videos that are out of us online are usually pretty low quality and camera phones.
Well, those are pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, you did a couple out in front on a spring day or fall day, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And then didn't you do a winter one, too?
We did a winter one.
Where you lost your hat?
I lost my hat. My voice cracked.
Because, I mean, it was pretty late. It was spring. It wasn't winter. It was actually spring.
But it was
there was tons of snow. I mean, yeah, it was spring.
It was that one winter where it just never ended, the snow.
Oh, you mean every winter?
I mean, yeah. No kidding.
Hey, folks, don't forget the D-Mills and the Silver Daggers. No, the Silver Daggers.
Silver Daggers.
Thursday.
Yep.
At the Hodo with Stephanie Getz. D-Mills and the Thrills, Side Street on Saturday, September 4th, outside the Empire. And, of course, these guys are going to be busting up a place over at Roots on the Red over at Bluestem. That's coming up on September the 6th. And, by the way, for Roots on the Red, don't forget, for tickets for that, you can check out rootsonthered.com. And it's another great, great show being put on by Jade Presents. Thank you so much, guys. It's great seeing you again. Appreciate you standing by and coming out here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's Diff.
This is the Mighty 790. This is KFGO Fargo. Chaos in question is next.